complete in him. I'm complete in him. Complete in him. Hallelujah. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear.
Complete in him.
Hallelujah.
I am complete in him.
God. It's not by works of righteousness, but
by grace alone.
It's not by works of righteousness, but
by grace alone.
It's not by works of righteousness, but
by grace alone.
Oh, I have complete. Where's complete?
Apology to any power, and without any respect for where the foundation of any evil power is, pray this prayer with boiling anger and merciless violence. Say, arrows of darkness, fired into my body to kill me, but fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. Masikaya boshende raboko polaba. But fire in the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, somebody is supposed to pray this prayer. And you are not concentrating. If you are walking about, you better pray now. Shout this with boiling anger again. Garment of death. Assign against me. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Set it ablaze by the power of the Holy Ghost. This is not a night to negotiate. Pasenta kaya basanda kaya boshende raba. Reapali katanda kaya boshanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Every face appearing in my dream to harm me. Can I hear the sister saying this? Is that the best sister can do here tonight? As a sister wearing white over there who needs to shout this loud and clear. You are a liar. Brothers, can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? I bury you now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Yes, now. Masikaya bo shendera bo kopola bakaya ba. Aha, aha. Something is happening over there. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Sisters, say this again after me. Any power planning to announce my obituary this year? Sisters, I want you to get angry in your spirit. Can I hear the sisters again? Brothers, say it with only anger. You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus. Yes, wherever the power is coming from, this is not a death on our shirt. The time for the possession is gone. Masikaya bo shendera bo koraba santa. Aha, 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 aha. Yes, yes. Masikaya bo shendera bo koraba santa. Aha, 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 aha. Jesus' name we pray. Say, cry of sorrow. My family is not your candidate. Can you shout this loud and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus, deal with every cry of sorrow. My family is not your candidate. Makatonda yabo shenteraba. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any organ in my body obeying strange instructions. Pray this well, because the Bible says, say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him. It's what it was about. Say ye to the wicked, it shall be ill with him. The Bible says, I want you to prosper both body, soul, and spirit. Any organ in my body obeying strange instructions. Can you say that again loud and clear? Wake up! In the name of Jesus. Aha, aha. Masekaya bo shenteraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Grave digging powers assigned against me. Bury yourself by fire. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Masekaya bo shendera bo koraba santa. Dakaribo soponde keya bo shendera ba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Two more prayers. Don't say this does not concern me. Powers assigned against pregnant women. Can you shout this loud and clear? Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it loud and clear. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, when my foes and my enemies come against me to eat my flesh, they stumble and they fail. And the Bible says, all those that want to drink your blood and eat your flesh shall drink their own blood until they be drunken with it. That's what the Bible says. Say, special announcement! Eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, I am not your candidate. Drink your own blood. Eat your own flesh. In the name of Jesus. Offer the special announcements. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence. If you are that woman that woke up and you find that the enemy has taken away part of your ear, run quickly to this altar here and be on your knees. Because that thing they've done is the burial of your glory. Find a way to the altar, be on your knees. Everybody will shout this loud and clear now before we sit down. Any power that wants my name to die. Can you shout this loud and clear? Can you shout it with a tone of finality? Can you shout it militarily? Your time is up. Die. In the name of Jesus. Bakaposende yaboshende rabokompolaba. Aha, 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 aha. Open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar here, just lay your right hand on your head and keep that hand there. Just as we are about to kneel down, an angel of God was standing by that place. Now what the angel is doing is touching the head. It's touching the head and it's going from person to person. The evil injection that has been introduced into your head, the poison is coming out. I want to wait for that to be completed. That's right. If you are feeling hot on that head, don't worry now. Yeah, that's the power of God coming upon you. That's the power of God coming upon you. That's right. That's right. The glory that has been withdrawn, collect it back. Collect it back. Recover your glory. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, let your anointing fall upon your daughters here. Let your anointing fall upon your children here. Every part that has stolen from you, recover what they have stolen with interest. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. A powerful transaction has taken place in your life tonight. Everybody raise up your two hands to the heavenlies and pick any song of praises and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious in holiness, prayerful in praises, doing wonders.
Thank you, Jesus. Great is our God. How great is His name. How great is His love. Forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And He said, I never leave. And trust Him. Amen. Father, we thank You for this evening. And we praise Your holy name for Your mighty power. We thank You because You are the great one in the highest. Your power is the absolute power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, let there be no one who will be in this meeting and who will go home empty-handed. Lay your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Praise the Lord. Let's have a seat and take our Bibles. Once again, I'd like you to listen to me very carefully. I'm speaking on what I call the University of Champions. The University of Champions. The University of Champions. Everybody would like to be a winner and a champion. Everyone would like to be an overcomer. But there is a university you must pass through for you to be a spiritual champion and for you to be the person we can call a winner and overcomer. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, we see somebody that we can use as a stepping stone to explain who a champion is, just for explanatory purposes. 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. I read from verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shoko, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Shoko and Azekah in Ephes Damim. The enemy had already penetrated the camp. They were already in Judah. I pray that every enemy that has penetrated your environment, the violent angels of the Almighty shall push them out. He 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 shall push them out. In the name of Jesus. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. There was a valley between them. One side on one mountain, the other side on another mountain. There was a valley inside. Inside that valley, everybody could see what's happening from the mountains. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He stood out. He came forward and challenged a whole army. Goliath was a champion by his own right. He was a negative champion. I pray that every negative champion assigned against you shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. There is a negative champion. Goliath was one of them. Sometimes when the enemy wants to bring somebody down and they've tried all kinds of things, they found they couldn't get at the person, they dispatch their champion to go and confront the person. They push the best man forward to go and confront the person. Every best man of darkness pushed to you, the violent angels of the Almighty shall push them back. 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 In the name of Jesus. It had happened to me before. Never. It had happened to me several times. One man came to see me at the other time. He came to my counseling room. He had a tortoise under his agbada. As he was talking to me, his one hand was inside the agbada and he was using the hand to rub the tortoise. And he was saying certain things. There were two of them that came. And I was looking at them. I was rubbing his neck, I was talking things. And I stood up. I said, Mr. Man, that thing you brought here, you think if you can catch me, I will still be here as general overseer. I said, you are very lucky that it's not in those days when I was very rascally. If it's those days, I will have rushed at you and brought the thing out of your agbada. He said, there is nothing there, sir. There is nothing there, sir. It's okay. I challenge you. Can I remove your agbada now? He didn't talk again. And he left in disgrace. I pray that every champion of darkness that is assigned to come and confront you, the angels that slapped Herod to death shall slap them. 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 In the name of Jesus. It had happened to me before. I know it very well. The other time in the former church where I was in those days, a woman came for counseling. And she sat down. She told me weird stories. How her husband died suddenly. How her problems were so many. She had 201 incisions on her head. She said, what now brought her to me? Was that the previous Saturday was the wedding of her son. But at that wedding, at the reception at the wedding, the bride fainted and went into coma. That lady is still in coma now as he was talking to me. Because I felt sorry for her. And I said, because of the issues you have mentioned, I'm going to pray, then I'll get back to you later. So I laid my hands on her. I wanted to pray for just 1 or 2 minutes. As I laid my hands on her, I started praying. The Spirit of God said, continue. I didn't stop when I should stop. All of a sudden, a force grabbed her out of my hand and threw her from the front of the altar where we are to the back of the church. I was surprised. So I ran there too. And I was a bit confused. What threw this woman here? And she was on the floor and I was looking at her. It was then I had some of the worst confession of witchcraft I've ever had in my life. She was the one who killed her husband. She was the one who fired an arrow at the bride. The one that is in coma. She fired the arrow. And I said, Madam, since you are the architect of your own problems, then what did you come here for? He said, we have come to test you. Because that's how we test them. To see whether they are genuine or not. I said, okay. Why is that bride now? He said, the bride is at home. He said, I'm following you home. Ah. My wife said, where are you going? They want to follow this one. And I just confessed the witchcraft. I followed her. We drove to inside the center of Oyinbo somewhere. And I entered the house. Somebody was in coma on bed. But in the house, some men were there and some women, they were dancing. They were playing loud music. Loud music. Zombie, 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 zombie. Tell them to go straight. Attention! Yeah! Sir, somebody is sick here. So I entered. Mama said, this is pastor. He has come to pray for the bride. They did answer me. They continued with their music and they were dancing. Okay, no problem. They took me to the room. The lady was on bed. I now lifted my voice above their music. Father, in the name of Jesus! All of a sudden, the sitting room cleared. And the music stopped. I pray one more time. Any champion witch assigned to confront you, the violent angels of the Almighty shall push them out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Those are the negative champions. But then there are positive champions. One of them was Elijah. Elijah stood at Mount Carmel and he challenged the prophets of Baal to a contest. He said, you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, the God that answereth by fire. Let him be God. And the people said, well said. He declared, he did what no man had done before, an open contest with the powers of darkness. One man challenging 850 satanic priests. He was a champion. Who is a champion? A champion is a fighter. A fighter. So, somebody has stolen your husband. Fight. Somebody has stolen your promotion. Fight. You need to fight to enlarge your coast. You need to fight to conquer the enemy. You need to fight to possess your possession. Who is a champion? By champion, we mean the greatest in a particular field. A hero. A champion is a medalist. They will say somebody has won gold medal in 100 meters. A champion is an outstanding personality. A title holder. A title holder. You hold the title. A champion is somebody who is unbeaten, undefeated, a victor. That's what I mean by a champion. A champion is a winner. A first-class personality. A first-rate personality. A prime person. A quality person. A champion. I pray that you will become a divine champion. It's a wonderful thing to be a champion. Because you are unbeaten, you are on top. It's a wonderful thing to be the greatest. It's a wonderful thing for you to appear and your enemies flee and say, the champion is here, the champion is here. But then, for you to be a champion, there are 10 schools you must pass through. 10 schools you must pass through. 10 tests you must pass for you to become a champion. And herein lies the problem. A lot of people would like the life of a champion, but they don't want to pass through the schools. Some will go to men of God and say, pray for me, sir. Lay your hands on me that the anointing upon your life will be upon my life too. He say, you may be looking for trouble. Because it means you too want to pass through all the trials, all the tribulations that man of God has passed through. Generally, they say, I pray for me that I don't pass through that one, but I just want it. It's not possible. You cannot be a champion without passing through these schools. Let's look at school number one out of the 10 schools and see how far we go tonight. I may be a bit slow now because I want you to understand this teaching very well. The first school is the school of the wilderness. The school of the wilderness. You must pass through the school of the wilderness and you must pass the wilderness tests. All great men of God, all people who have become anything for the master, they pass through a wilderness experience. Many are passing through their wilderness experience now. And sometimes they think it's witches and wizards, whereas they're just passing through a wilderness experience. People like us smile and laugh sometimes. If I go and bring my file here of pastors who are asking Geo for financial assistance, you will be amazed to see pastors. He doesn't have a church, doesn't have a congregation, he's asking for 1 million naira to buy organ, to buy chair, to buy instrument. No congregation. He has not done evangelism to even win his wife. He wants to buy the kind of microphone we're using here now. When we say, we didn't start like this. The first microphone that we used was a palm wine kind of microphone. In fact, if you are preaching on that microphone, all of a sudden, you will hear, spread, blue band on bread. Your family is well fed with blue band on bread. The microphone has turned over to radio. That was how we started. But they don't want to pass through the wilderness. They want to start big. This person talking to you here, there was a time the only furniture in my house is 4 stools and a bed and a kettle. That's all. We started like that. But many don't want to start like that at all. They do not want any wilderness experience. Many find it hard to believe that there were days when men have gone through life without food for days. It is the wilderness experience. Many are passing through their wilderness now. I decree by the decree of heavens that you must succeed. 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 In the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 8. I read from verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. The school of the wilderness. The wilderness test. The wilderness test. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Why? To humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knowest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Verse 16. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy later end. 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 At the end of the wilderness experience is to do you good. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this well. The whole wilderness is defined as a desert place, a place uncultivated, a place that nobody lives in, a state of disorder. Wilderness are places of difficulties. Wilderness are places of pressures. Wilderness are places of insufficient resources. Wilderness are places of oppositions. Wilderness are places of suffering. Wilderness are places of hardship. It is for a purpose. You are passing through it. There is no crown without a cross. This is what is known as the wilderness, the school of the wilderness. I know a woman. The woman is, listen to me now. When she started coming to Mountain of Fire, she was so wretchedly poor. And she had only one pant. She washes it and allows it to dry before putting it on again. It was a terrible time. All the members of her family rejected her because she came from a family of 17 children. Out of the 17 children, 10 of them were herbalists. All those ones who were herbalists, they were doing very well. And they were trying to convince her. Say, look, you have been following this Jesus. Hey, look at you now. You're very poor. Can't feed yourself. Can't feed your family. Look at you. You can't change your clothes. It was our own wilderness school. But to the glory of God, as I'm talking to you now, that same woman has built a house now. She has 3 cars. That same person. It was a wilderness experience. A lot of people are passing through that wilderness experience now. And they're asking, why? Why are all these bad things happening? Why do I make such a great effort and I have very little result? Why is it that when I expect success, the success is delayed? Why is it that the wicked seem to be prospering? Why is it that this person is good, but the enemy is troubling the person? The wilderness is a place where people ask why? The wilderness is a place people get to sometimes say, but where is God? People get to the wilderness and say, this is unfair. Why is life like this? But there is a purpose in the wilderness test. The purpose of that test is to reveal what you really understand. It's to also reveal what you don't understand. It's to humble you. To prove the kind of character you are. Some people ask questions. They say, when God knows that it's the devil that is causing all the problem, why didn't he just remove the devil so all of us can be enjoying ourselves? The devil is left to stand in place to test and prove who you are, whether you are the strong kind or you are the weak kind. It's there to test. It proves who you are. If the devil was removed, without meaning to insult anybody here, many will not ever find their way to Jesus, to church. But when a man hears a knock by his door in the morning, ko, Joshua, how are you? Say, fine. Say, I'm your mother knocking your door. I just want to find out what we have, the havoc we have done to you last night in our witchcraft meeting. When Joshua had that one, he ran to church. But if not for that one, he would probably be on the street dancing away somewhere. But that the presence of that evil. Check them out. It's easy to say, I cannot steal. Not me. I'm not a thief. Wait until you have the opportunity to steal and you do not steal. Then you are not a thief. I trust myself. I can't steal anything. Wait until they make you a treasurer and plenty of money are in your hand and you don't spend it. Say me, I trust myself. I cannot commit fornication. It is when you have the opportunity to do it, you don't do it, we know that what you are saying is right. The harshness and the hardness of the wilderness is to test and prove whether you are really born again, whether you are a true child of God, or you are a fake. One sister, I've been trying to find my husband. I couldn't find one. All of them are looking at me one kind. Now I found somebody who wants to marry me now. The person the sister brought for marriage, that was many years ago, not here. In the presence of the pastor, the man brought out his cigarette and was pushing the smoke in the face of the sister. Ah. Pastor said, sister, is this the person you want to marry? He said, well, hello. She would rather die instead of not marrying him. After all, she's been born again for years. No husband. So what is it now? She had just failed in the school of wilderness. There are people like that failing every day, unfortunately, in spiritual schools. If you don't pass one school, they don't promote you. You keep repeating the class. Keep repeating the class. And then you wonder, why is my spiritual life not moving forward? Because the initial school, you are failing it. So the purpose of the wilderness test is to humble you. To humble you. For you to know that man is nothing. God is everything. And for you to know that we brought nothing into this world and it is certain that you are not going to take anything out of it. Then you learn to know that all the thing that man is doing on earth is vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. The wilderness teaches you that. The wilderness teaches you that you need something more than just bread. Life is not just food. No. Life is not just about making money. The wilderness test will discipline you and test your maturity and self-control. It reveals to us that it was not our own strength that made us to prosper. That's what the wilderness will do to you. It does that to you a lot. And I want you to understand this very, very well. The wilderness test occurs so that you don't forget God. So that you learn to trust God no matter how far he's taking you, no matter how far you've gone. The wilderness test teaches you how your faith in God will grow stronger. The wilderness test gives you something to be able to minister to those people you are going to meet in the future. The wilderness test. I know a man now, he has become a pastor. He was a policeman before that time. One day it was an open service like this. And there was a word of knowledge. That everybody in this church, you must fast for 14 days and be breaking your fast at 12 o'clock in the afternoon so that somebody will not fall into trouble that may involve jail. This policeman was there. He said, sorry, I can't place myself on hunger strike for 14 days. So apart from that one, I'm a policeman. I'm supposed to arrest people and put them to jail, not there arresting. The prophecy came on Sunday. By Friday, the man was in jail. Because by Monday, somebody brought some money to him. He didn't know that they were marked money. And he took the bribe. And they arrested him with the money. And they sentenced him very quickly. By Friday, he was in jail. In the prison yard, he began the fast that he didn't fast before he went in. This time, he did the fast for 70 days. By the time they let him out of jail, after some time, he had become a pastor. Wilderness can mold us. In the wilderness, God allows you to suffer lack. He allows you to be dependent. He allows you to suffer pain. He allows you to be stressed. He allows friends and relatives to turn against you. In that wilderness, if you have any pride in you, the pride will be revealed. Beloved, to become a champion, the school of wilderness is inevitable. It is necessary. It is crafted by God, and you cannot escape it. If you must become a champion. Plenty of people who are making it today came from very poor home that passed through a hard life. When you are in the wilderness, sometimes people get disillusioned. Some get distracted. Some get very angry. Some become very, very bitter. Some become very hardened. very hardened because they passed through the wilderness. It is a wrong approach to the wilderness experience. The way you respond in the wilderness determines how you will pass the test. There were only two men in the Bible, only two, who were promoted to become king without the struggle of the wilderness. And both of them were completely wasted. King Saul did not pass through any wilderness. He became a king on the platter of gold. Of course, he was consumed by jealousy and he died a shameless death. Second king, King Solomon did not fight any battle. He just got a cheap kingdom. And strange women destroyed him. His own father was a fighter. His own father passed through the wilderness. For 20 years, he was running about, running away from Saul until he became king. He passed through his own wilderness and he passed. His own son did not pass through the same wilderness and he was wasted. I pray that tonight, as many people as are here and they are presently passing through their wilderness, the Lord of hosts, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, shall see you through. He 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 shall see you through. In the name of Jesus. So what is the first school for the champion? The school of what? Shout it loud and clear. Wilderness. School number two is the school of patience. Patience. Or if you like, the school of time. Time. In Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1. Genesis 12 from verse 1. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, and to a land that I will show thee. We're talking about the school of time now. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And Abraham took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the soil that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham, and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded thee an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he moved from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and he called upon the name of the Lord. And Abraham journeyed going on still towards the south. Now there was a famine in the land and Abraham went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. God made promises to Abraham. Say, I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those that bless you. I will curse those that curse you. And all the people of the earth shall be blessed through you. So these promises entitle Abraham to personal blessings from God, personal protection from the enemies, personal purpose to live out his own life. He told him his destiny straight away. Abraham was 75 years old when this promise was given. Abraham was 86 when Ishmael was born. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. The promise was made when he was 75. He waited 25 years. The man passed through the school of time. Before the fulfillment of this, all these promises to Abraham, there comes the testing of time. The small impatience that Abraham exercised and gave birth to Ishmael is what all of us are suffering from today. Now. So the battle in Israel now, the battle all over the place, is simply the battle between the children of Isaac and the children of Ishmael. If you find fighting going on in Iraq, fighting going on in Afghanistan, and people are doing suicide bombing, and they are bombing up planes, it's because of this small impatience of Abraham. This is a serious matter. I met a man several years back. The wife asked four girls. And he kept saying, well, I'm from the eastern part of this country. I must have a boy. It's important. I must have a boy at all costs. I said, but you are born again. Be patient. I said, no. I said, my family members are not patient. I must. And here was a man who was preaching holiness messages before. And very soon found one girl. And began to go out, a born again Christian, began to go out with an unbeliever. The girl was going out with, sleeping with, did not tell him the whole truth. One day while he was in the house with the girl, some soldiers came in. Say, you are sleeping with the wife of our Oga. Say, what do you mean? I said, but you didn't tell me you are married. I said, I'm sorry. Before we could say Jesus is Lord, they started beating this brother. If they were beating the head, fine. Beating the chest, fine. Beating the legs, fine. All the blows were going to one particular place. Why are you laughing? Do you know? By the time they finished with him, he went through a major surgery. And the doctor said, I have to cut it off. So now, finish now. It's been cut off. I want a boy. Why is the boy now? The promises to Abraham were not fulfilled immediately. So God passes you through a school of time. After he has made a promise to you, he wants to see whether you will keep his commandment or not. Or you get discouraged in the way and go the way of the unbelievers. The school of time forces you to trust God in all things. The school of time forces the believer to trust God to fulfill his word. The school of time forces the believer to understand the principle that you can't hurry God. You have to wait. You have to give him time, no matter how long it takes. Although he's a God who can hurry, but he will be there right on time when he should be there. Someone say, I want that. Don't say, yes, you will get it. But let me eliminate all the environmental enemies that will not allow you to enjoy it. Say, I want it. Say, God, I want a car. God say, yes, but wait, become broken. So this anger in your heart will go away. But I want a car. You want to wait a car now. In anger, you drove the car yourself and got into trouble. The school of time makes you to believe that God will fulfill his own word in his own way at his own time. The school of time exposes personal shortcoming of impatience in your life. We show. Some have not really completed that school of time before they got married. And so, any woman they see outside, they expect their wife to be like that. Any man they see outside, they expect their husband to be like that. And without giving time, patience. The school of time gives the believer opportunities to encourage others. The school of time enables the believer to purify his motives and attitude. The school of time enables you to grow, to become matured. The school of time allows you to develop discipline in your life. The school of time will teach you that man's plan can only fail. The school of time will teach you that only God alone will get glory. You can't share the glory of God. The school of time teaches you that God may not come when you want him, but he will come right on time. The school of time will tell you that delay is not denial. The school of time will tell you that God can set aside any physical law in order to get you your miracle. The school of time teaches you that God's power is greater than all the laws of science put together. The test that Abraham went through reveals what was in Abraham. If you are here tonight and your heart is filled with doubt, then you're already failing in the school of time. If you are here tonight, the enemy is already distracting your attention. You're already running from this Baba over there to that native doctor over there. You're just running all over the place. You're already failing the school of time. If you are here tonight and you are murmuring and complaining, you are already failing the school of time. If you are here tonight and you are already thinking of giving up, you are already failing the school of time. If you are here tonight, you are already doing things that is opposite the faith which was once delivered to the saints. Then you are already failing the school of time. If you are here tonight, you already stopped coming to most of the services. You just come to anyone when you like. Then you are already failing the school of time. If you are here tonight and you have stopped worshiping God, even when they are doing praise worship, it is so difficult for you to smile because you think all the problems in the world is on your head. You are already failing the school of time. If you are here tonight and you don't understand what the Bible means by the joy of the Lord is your strength, then you are already failing that school. The Bible says, but they that wait, they wait. It didn't say they ran. It didn't say they were agitating. It didn't say they were conversing for votes. It said, they that wait upon the Lord. What will happen to them? They shall renew their strength. What else will happen? They shall mount up with wings as eagles. What else will happen? They shall run and not be weary. What's going to happen again? They shall walk and not faint. Why? Because they waited on the Lord. There is no promise that God has given that will not come to pass. It causes us to wait in order that we may develop some maturity. 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Patience is a virtue which you must add to your life. And when you add this to your life, things begin to work well for you, and God begins to move in your life. Many are running far ahead of their time. Many are so impatient, very, very impatient. And this has caused great stress for their lives. Are you here tonight and you are passing through the school of time? Under the University of Champions, by the power that establishes heavens and the earth, by the power of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, by the power which is above the count of arithmetic, you shall pass through. 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 In the name of Jesus, the powers that are gathered to mock you, you shall love them to scorn. 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 In the name of Jesus. When the Lord started the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry, wow, a lot of people laughed at us. They made fun of us. What kind of praise? God is not this hard. Why? Everybody's looking like a soldier, like warrior, 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 warrior. What kind of praise is? But to the glory of God now, at least where I live, there's plenty of churches scattered around. There's almost, I can count almost seven surrounding us there. Sometimes all of them are holding night vigil together. And it's a joy listening to what prayers they are praying all over. Whether it's Deeper Life, whether it's Redeemo, whether it's this Chapulo, that Chapulo, it is the same prayer. All of them are praying in the night now. If you like, go and pray another prayer at night. When they swallow you, you will change to the glory of God. But it took time. All kinds of terrible things were said against us. I even heard some people say Dr. Loko has buried a cow in this place. And I was so surprised because if somebody gave me a cow, that I would be so happy. There was no money to even buy a cow. I would have slaughtered the thing and be eating it small, small. Praise the Lord. Even one great Bible college teacher, a Bible college principal, was telling his students that they buried cow. One of the students had to ask him, excuse me, sir. You said they buried a cow at Olasimbo. Which cow did they bury at Miriam Babangida Center in Abuja? Because the same thing is happening there. And there was no way. The place is already built. They can't be digging government's ground. The man could not answer. The time of test. The school of test. Maybe you don't know it. Note it now. There is no establishment, personality, force, power, organization that can challenge and confront the God of the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry. Maybe you don't know. Those who have done it before, they have been uniformly ruined. because of the covenant of God upon this place. I pray to you that any power challenging God in your life shall be ruined. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let's rise up on our feet now. I think this is where we have to stop tonight because of our time. I will continue this teaching next Wednesday on the University of Champions. But there are some prayers I want you to pray. Prayers of champions. And I want you to pray it very well. All eyes closed. Say, anointing for uncommon elevation. Fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Masekaya boshente rabokonta. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Now this prayer, pray with merciless violence. There is somebody here, if you pray this prayer very well, by tomorrow morning, you will receive an uncommon testimony. Walls of Jericho of my father's house. Abraham left his father's house, but he carried his wall of Jericho with him until he dropped it. He did not move forward. Sisters, can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Is that the loudest the sisters can shout this prayer? Brothers, shout it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Just deal with the wall of Jericho. Deal with that wall of Jericho. Deal with it now. Deal with it. Deal with it. Masakaya boshenteraba. Now, power of God. Move. 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 Aha, 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 aha. Mashapora bokosa. Wall of Jericho, my father's house. Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus. Aha, aha. Makasetende keyabo. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this louder than anyone around you. Goliath! Assigned against my progress. Death! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the Goliath. Palaka sechayaba. Manariabo lokosoponde kayaba. Pokatala kayabo shenterabo. Balakatanda kayabo shenteraba. Aha, 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 aha. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen. Some time ago, somebody sent an evil bird to our house. The bird gained entrance into our bedroom. Fortunately, I was coming to the bedroom when the bird was flying in. I was watching the bird. The bird went straight for my toothbrush and picked it up. I wanted to fly out. Why did he go for the toothbrush? He knows that your mouth, our mouth, my mouth, is our instrument of victory. And once they shut your mouth, they shut down your destiny. I just spoke to the bird. Received the fire of the God of Elijah. And he landed in the bath. I took my brush. I said, nonsense. You will shout this loud and clear. Powers of darkness! Flying to silence me! Death! In the name of Jesus, Masakaya bo shente rabo konta. Aha, 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 aha. Aha, 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 aha. Masepota la kaya bo shende rabo konta. Yes, 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 yes. Aha, 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 aha. Something is up over there. Something is up over there. Yes, 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 yes. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Uh-huh. That's better. That's better. This particular prayer, I want you to lose your spiritual temper as you pray it. Jesus said, bring the boy here. That boy that was convulsing and the disciples could not heal. When that demon saw that, they are taking me into master, the demon got angry. Raised the boy up and slammed him on the floor and tried to kill the boy. There was a rage of darkness against that boy. Rage of darkness. They want to kill him off completely so that he won't receive his healing. They want to kill him off. The enemy rages when he sees that he can't continue his agenda anymore in your life. The enemy rages when he has promised to deliver you to their camp for promotion. They go and attack believers and say, if you can bring this fellow down, if you can bring this woman down, if you can suppress this woman, you will be promoted in the evil camp. So any power assigned to use me for promotion. Can you say this loud and clear? Like somebody needs to shout this loud and clear. Somebody needs to shout this loud and clear. Your time is up. There. In the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Say, oh God, arise and make me a divine champion. In the name of Jesus. Make me a divine champion. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch forward your two hands now. Father, as many people as are in this midweek service, that the enemy is already rejoicing that it's finished. Anyone in this meeting tonight, and their story is becoming like the story of Jacob. The Bible says, by whom shall Jacob arise? For his enemies are many. His friends are few. Even his few friends are fighting. So by whom shall Jacob arise? Is there anyone who can tell? Say, this broken down reed, can it ever rise again? Say, by whom shall Jacob arise? Say, oh God, you can do it. Rain like a dew upon Jacob. Jacob shall arise. Father, I pray that every Samson that has been shaven, every Jacob that has fallen into coma, every virtue that has been taken, every blessing that has been caged, let there be restoration. Let there be restoration.
Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Possess your possession. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
And I share the grace in fellowship.